We're talking with Jen Sherlock. She's with Jenna Communications, and she's a part of the team putting together the 2016 Hair of the Dog. Jen, what is Hair of the Dog for anyone who's never experienced it?
Hair of the Dog is like an adult prom for Philadelphia. We have many people come, ages ranging from 21 all the way up to 60, and it's a night where the men break out their best bow tie and the women find their fanciest dress and get all dolled up for a great night.
Do you have your dress already picked out?
I do. We have a dress sponsor called La Belladonna, and it's located in Jenkintown. So I made several trips before picking the right one, but everyone will see it on January 16th.
Any hints?
I would say most ladies are long. Anything that sparkles or shines or stands out tends to be a hit at Hair of the Dog because it's fun. Every now and then you'll see someone dressed very elegantly or not even that dressed up in a short dress. So it's interesting. People break out all types of different outfits. So it's a fun night for people watching and taking photos. But overall, I would say people think of anything that sparkles and is exciting and catches the eye.
Where's this year's event held at?
Hair of the Dog is held at the Crystal Tea Room again. Last year, we had such a great response and a sellout, so we decided to do it again. And the festivities kick off for the VIP special preview at 8 p.m. and for everyone else at 9 until 1:30. And then from there, the late night after party starts at Voyer.
And where can you get tickets?
HairOfTheDog.com. Check it out. Just go straight to the website and then buy tickets. And then all of your options from general admission to VIP to bottle service show up right there. HairOfTheDog.com.
This event has been called one of the best events in Philadelphia. So what makes it so special?
Well, Hair of the Dog was founded 22 years ago by Dan Cronin and Rob Molinaro. They own Chorus Communications and founded the Hair of the Dog. It started out with about 100 people at the Tiki Club in King of Prussia. They just decided that their love of fun and their business sense plus their love for giving to charities could generate a fun night out. And that fun night out has transitioned into a night with thousands. So it's 22 years going strong. Every year they donate a portion of proceeds to a different charity, and this year's charity is THON. It's the Penn State Dance Marathon.
Well, what better charity could you partner with for a party? A dance marathon.
Exactly. I've had interns over the years from Penn State, and they always go back for it. It raises money for pediatric cancer. So I think this was a great fit because Hair of the Dog wants to be around not just for 22 years, but 50 years, 100 years.
When an event has been around for 22 years, when it has longevity like that, you have to do something new and different each year to kind of keep people coming back. So what can we expect this year?
We sometimes have had themes in the past. This year, we're not doing a theme. However, we have one huge themed room. It's the Jungleland Main Ballroom. And there we'll have Go-Go Gadget. It's a Philly favorite, now huge nationwide. They're known for their light show. And it's a mix of hip-hop, EDM, and funk jams, so they're huge. They're going to be great that night. We also have Victoria's Secret's DJ and DC native. She was at Philly's Dinner on Blanc this past summer. I was there. She's awesome. So we're really excited about her. We've also just added South Philly's own Felicia Punzo. She's a huge Billboard dance hit. She's just made the charts with her song Sound My Heart Makes, and now she's debuting her new single at Hair of the Dog called How You Move. And then we're also going to have more beats by the business and DJs Jason Weiss and Mike Galeotto. So we're really excited, and we'll have different rooms. We're going to have the Flashback Fantasy Room, and that's sponsored by Alteva Unified Communications, and that's just all old school music. And then we're going to have one room called the Doghouse, and that's going to be all electronic, EDM, bold, all that kind of music. So it's going to be great. Different rooms for different types of people who like to hear different types of music.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Jen. Once again, how can people get tickets to Hair of the Dog?
Go to HairOTheDog.com. There's not an apostrophe or an F. It's just HairOTheDog.com. And you'll see a link right there to buy and purchase tickets. And we hope to see you there. Tickets are moving fast, and we're only about a week away. So everyone, like I said, get their bow ties and dresses, and we'll see you at the Crystal Tea Room.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much.